welcome to Texaco Town. And again, the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor.
Jimmy, my pal.
Eddie, why the excitement?
You know, all the years we've been together in radio, who upset me the most?
Why, Rubinoff and his violin.
I've got another Rubinoff on my hands. Jack Renard plays the fiddle.
Oh. Yes, but when... Eddie, tell me. When you hired Renard, didn't you know he played?
No, when I heard him with Burns and Allen, he had the violin buried between some of his chins. How did I know? How did I know, Jimmy?
Eddie, all you gotta do is tell him not to play.
That's the trouble. It's in his contract that he's allowed to play the... I won't even say it. Listen, he's tuning up now.
Take it easy, Eddie. Don't get excited.
I'm not excited. I'm all right. I'm calm. I'm not excited, Jimmy. I'm all right. Oh, but I gotta stop him, Jimmy. Jack Renard, come over here, my sugar. That's how you got me, my sugar. Come over here, Jack.
Listen, Eddie. Don't call me Jack Renard anymore.
Why not?
As long as I'm going to be a big violinist, I figured I got to have a foreign name.
Yeah.
So I changed it to Ivan Renardoff.
Yeah, not only Ivan Renardoff, we all want Renardoff off the program, yes. Sure.
Listen.
What?
If you don't like me to play the fiddle, lump it.
Lump it yourself.
It's in my contract.
It's in Jack. If you play, you lose the respect of the boys in the band, I'm telling you.
The boys would never go back in me, and I can prove it.
Yeah?
Boys, who's the best leader? Who?
Jack Renard.
And who is the best fiddle player? Who?
Jack Renard.
Watch me slip one over on him, Jimmy. And who is the biggest blubberhead around here? Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town.
Get out of here.
Now I'll play my violin solo.
Wait a minute, Jack. Please put your violin down.
Where shall I put it?
Under a streetcar. Look, Jack, look.
Eddie, I got an idea. I'll talk to him and take his mind off the violin.
Okay, but don't say anything to remind him of his solo.
No,
see?
I won't. Say, Jack, I got something to tell you.
Yeah?
Go ahead, Jimmy. Good work. Go ahead.
Jack, did you know that when Cantor played in Chicago, the crowd was so big they had to call out the reserves?
Is that a fact?
It's working.
Honest, you never saw such a crowd in front of a theater. Why, it took 3 hours before they could all file in.
File in? Why, that reminds me. I got to play my violin solo.
You double-crossed me. How do you like that thing?
Well, Eddie, maybe he wants to be a Misha Elman.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What is that? What are you doing, Jack? Wallington said Misha Elman.
Well, I thought he said you miss your elephant.
Get out of here. Miss your elephant.
Now, leave me alone, fellas. I got to play my solo.
Look, don't play, Jack. You're much better as an actor. Look what a big hit you made with your swish-swish slap-slap. You remember?
Oh, now you're trying to get around me.
Jack, if I wanted to get around you, I'd have to make 3 trips on a motorcycle. Take my advice. I tell you, the people would rather hear you do the imitation of a boat than anything else. Sure.
See?
Listen.
Eddie's right. Sure. They're applauding, Jack. He's right.
All right. If my public wants it.
Oh, sure.
Swish, swish, slap, slap. Swish, swish, slap, slap.
Jimmy, he's falling for it.
Yeah, Eddie.
That's great, Jack. And your elephant is even funnier than the swish, swish. Go on, Jack. Just for me. Let me hear it once. Go ahead. Jimmy, isn't that beautiful? Sounds like Tarzan with a pip.
Well, that's that. Now I want to play my violin solo.
Look, listen, Jack, I'm your friend. You've got a family. Nobody can make a living playing a violin.
No? Well, how about Fritz Kreisler?
Fritz Kreisler!
Well, what's the matter?
Why, Jack, Chrysler would starve to death if he didn't sell those Chrysler automobiles on the side.
Why, Eddie's perfectly right. Look at Jack Benny. He gave up the violin and he makes a fortune.
Sure, he gave up the violin and plays on the Jello. Don't play the violin, please, will you, Jack? Don't play the violin, will you?
Well, wait, I'll see if I should.
Go ahead.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my fiddle, here's my bow. Cantor and Wallington, go away, or you'll hear from the union. Believe me.
1 minute. Listen, do you want to make a lot of money?
Sure.
Become a wrestler.
A wrestler?
Why, sure. It's great, Jack. Go ahead, Eddie. Show him some of those holds you taught me. Fix him so he can't play.
What do you think? All right, Jack. Give me your... Which hand do you finger the violin with?
The hand that hangs delicately.
Yeah, it looks more like a hand that hangs in a delicatessen. Give it to me. No. Just a fit. Wait a minute. Are these your fingers or 5 cucumbers? Look, I'll show you what is known as the half-crack double-twist jiu-jitsu.
Remember, Eddie, if anything happens to that hand, I won't be able to play the violin.
What do you mean? You mean if something happens to this hand, you won't be able to play the violin?
Right.
Heaven, give me strength. Here I go. Oh!
Oh!
Eddie, what happened?
Oh, Jimmy, I broke three of my own fingers. Go ahead, Jack. Jack, you win. Go ahead and play the solo.
On Texaco time, he's got to practice. How do you like that? Rubinoff. He looks sick. Is there a cheap doctor in the house? You. Can you get back in? If I kissed you, would it be a sin? What's wrong, Jimmy?
I just got a telephone call from the Citizens Committee. They insist that you sing the mayor of Texaco Town.
But, Jimmy, you don't know how tough it is to get verses.
Well, what shall I tell them?
Never mind. I'll tell them myself. Play, Renard. I've doctors and nurses from writing these verses. The strain is just wearing me down. Till now I've been foolish. I'll stop acting mulish and sing of the things in this town. So if you think this is all right, I'll tell you what happened last night at a Halloween fun fest. An ugly face contest was won by a man of renown. After all the hooraying, he said I wasn't even playing.
Oh,
the mayor of Texaco Town.
The stork derby's over. Some folks are in clover. Six people are tied for the crown. But if one man was in it, I'll bet he could win it.
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town.
Hello there, Lynn. Anything happened while I was gone?
Yes, sir. That gasoline delivery arrived. I told the driver to give us 800 gallons of Fire Chief and 40 gallons of motor oil, as you told me.
Oh, that's okay, Lynn.
You know, Mr. Wallington, those Texaco trucks are some trucks. Why, the driver was telling me they have 4,000 of them going practically night and day.
Lynn, you're catching on fast. Yes, and here is something about motors and gasoline you should know, too. Today, engine speeds are 50% higher than they were a few years ago. At average cruising speed, 9,000 separate charges of gasoline must explode every minute. Now, that calls for lightning action. The lightning action you get with every tank full of Fire Chief. Remember, Lynn, Fire Chief is emergency-grade gasoline, developed for use in fire engines, ambulances, and police cars. And you know they have to start on the button and hit top speed in a flash. Well, that's why Fire Chief puts lightning action under the hood of any car. It's the modern gasoline for modern automobiles.
I've learned one thing here, Mr. Wallington. More tourists use Fire Chief than any other gas.
That's right, Lind. Any number of drivers tell me that they've come clear across the country, always filling up at Texaco pumps because they like the lightning action and the quick, friendly service.
Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy.
Yes?
I understand sales are going way up.
Sure, I told you my personality would win out.
Oh, come, come, Mr. Wallington, you little egotist. Get away from me. I suppose that new assistant of yours, Lynn Hayes, didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, I'll admit that Lynn gives the customers a novel kind of service.
Novel? He's unique. Come here, Lynn. Come here and do some of your imitations.
Well, if you think they're good enough.
Good enough. Jack, give him some incidental music, will you?
My time is your time. Your time is my time. Hi-ho, everyone. This is Rudy Valley in the Royal Gelatin Program. Celebrating my 7th anniversary, and it affords me a great pleasure to present Fred Allen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your old friend, Fred Allen. Well, as I live and try to talk out of the left side of my mouth so I can sprinkle this gardenia in my lapel, if it isn't my old friend Arthur Tracy, the street singer.
Martha, rambling rose of the wild. Divine.
Greetings, greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. This is the old maestro, Ben Burley, and all the lads wishing you a bit of a tweet tweet and ball and cheerio, so help me yowza. And now, presenting to you guys and you gals, this is Richmond's little boy, Harry.
Say, I know why I've waited yet, sir, and I know just why I've been blue. And I've prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Oh, thank you, you gorgeous people. But you hear that music, don't you? You know who that is? That's my very dear friend and brilliant master of ceremonies, Bing Crosby.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bing Crosby in the Kraft Music Hall. If my eyes don't deceive me, here comes the first citizen of Van Buren, Arkansas, Mr. Robin Burns.
Thank you, Bing. You know, Bing, I certainly appreciate being on this program with you, but I ain't going to play my bazooka tonight. Instead, I'm going to ask you to sing an old favorite of yours, I Can't Escape From You.
Why, of course, Bob. Swing it, Jimmy. I'm free as the wandering breeze. I'm free to wander any place I please, and yet I can't escape from you.
Thank you. Now it's a privilege to present His Highness of Heidi High and Hody Ho, Cab Calloway.
Nice work, Lynn Hayes. You're going to go far. And now, Jack Renard and his orchestra take Margie on a trip through the South.
is the first time I ever asked for a raise.
Fraidy cat.
I am not. I'll make him give me a raise. If he gets funny, I'll show him that letter you typed.
I hope I typed it good. Now remember, if he tries to talk you out of that raise, just say to him, "Listen, mister, don't soft soap me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes because I wasn't born yesterday."
I'll tell him. Wait here.
Come in. Well, well, hello, Bobby.
Listen, Mr. Wool, you can't pull the soft soap over my eyes yesterday because I wasn't born.
What are you talking about? What's the matter with you?
Listen, I've been on the radio with you long enough, and it's time you gave me a raise.
A raise? Oh, okay. How much do you want?
Huh? I don't know. How much do you get?
How much do I get? Listen, son, I'm willing to give you a raise, but you can't be a pig. You know what a pig is, don't you?
Sure. A pig is a hog's little boy.
Quiet. If they're going to talk like that, then I won't give you a raise at all.
Okay, then I'll take that other offer. Goodbye.
Now, wait a minute. What other offer?
Here's the letter. They want me to go on the air at a very big salary.
Wait a minute. Where did you get this letter?
From my girlfriend, Deanna.
Oh, what?
I mean, from an oil firm in Indiana.
From an oil firm in Indiana, I see. Let me look at it.
Here you are. Pull the wool over my soap, will you?
Wait a minute. Let me read it. Dear Mr. Bobby, heard your Texaco program last Sunday and would like to make you an offer. But you'll have to get rid of that stooge who keeps hollering about Ida.
That's you, Daddy.
Quiet. Never mind. Let me finish it. If you are not in receipt of your agreement by the 15th inst, we will know you have declined our business preposition. Love and kisses, Bonanza Oil Company.
Pretty good offer, isn't it, Daddy?
Yeah, but there's one thing I can't understand about this letter, Bobby.
What's that?
Why did the Bonanza Oil Company write it on my stationery?
Who
wrote this letter?
What letter?
This letter, with my name on top of it. Mayor Eddie Cantor, Texaco Town.
Gee, Daddy, if it's got your name on it, I guess you must have written it.
No. Bobby, you wrote this letter yourself.
No, I didn't, Daddy. Honest, I didn't.
Then who did it?
I can't tell you. I wouldn't snitch on Deanna.
I see. Where is she?
Who?
Never mind. I know where she is. Come in here, Deanna. Come in.
Hello, Mayor Cantor. Hello, Bobby. Did you get it?
No, not yet, but he'll get it good when he gets home. Here's a sample.
Get out of here.
Oh, boy, what you let me in for. That's what I get for letting a woman handle my business affairs.
You asked me to do it.
Yes, and don't try to blame her, Bobby. Now listen, kids. We're going to forget all about this letter. And, Bobby, you're going to get your raise.
Really? Gee, Mayor, you're swell.
You see, Deanna? I knew that letter would do the trick.
Sure. Deanna, you've got a great flair for writing, but don't neglect your singing. We all love it.
Thank you.
And anytime you want a raise, you can have it.
Well, then I might as well tear up the letter I typed for you, Deanna.
What a pair of chiselers. Go ahead, sing, Deanna, will you?
Game of juxtaposing is the sweetest game I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world we see. And if the things we dream about don't happen to be so, that's just an unimportant technicality. We could make believe I love you, only make believe that you love me. All the fine peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we? Phantom kiss for two or three. Might as well make believe I love you.
going through the mail, and I find that at last Texaco Town is getting on the map.
Well, Jimmy, there's only one man responsible. It took a lot of courage, brains, and talent, and...
And I'm also smart, too.
Pop your carcass.
Say, you know, I sure put this town on the map since I'm running for president.
Yeah, fine candidate, sure.
Yeah? Well, all the people will have to vote for me or else.
Or else what?
Or else I won't be elected.
Listen... Since you're running for president, I haven't even found out what party. What party you're with?
Well, I always try to be in with the party that's in.
Yes.
Unless the party that's in is out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I try to get with the party that's out.
Yeah.
And if I can't get in with the party that's out,
yep.
That leaves me out with the party that's in.
Yep. Well, at least we have one thing in common.
What's that?
We both don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Maybe you do, but I don't.
Yep.
You know, I think I'm going to leave for Washington right away.
You can't leave for Washington. You
what?
Can't. Roosevelt's there. You can't have two parties in the White House. You listen. Let me tell you one thing. Parker, Parker, listen to me. You can't have two parties in the White House at the same time.
Well, let Roosevelt have his party on Tuesday, and I'll have mine on Wednesday.
Yep. No way. You'll never get anywhere near the White House.
Say, Eddie Scranton.
Yep.
Tell me, who are you going to vote for?
Parker, Parker, don't worry. You can rest assured I'm going to vote for the best man.
Double crusher?
Yep.
Well, I could win without your vote. I don't need it.
How do you know?
Well, I printed up 16,000 ballots on hay. I sent them down to a farm for the horses to read.
For horses? Who ever heard of a horse who could read?
Don't you never hear of horseback reading?
Horseback reading? You mean riding?
Reading, riding, as long as it's a smart horse.
Yep. I can't understand, Parker Carcass. What's the good of printing ballots on hay?
That's the best way to get a straw vote.
Yep. A straw vote? Where did you get the idea of a straw vote?
From that magazine, The Illiterate Indigestion.
Yep. Illiterate Indigestion? You mean the Literary Digest. Parker Carcass, you're out of your mind. In the first place, you send those straw votes to horses?
Yeah, but I found out the horses couldn't vote anyways.
The horses couldn't vote?
No, they forgot to register.
Yep. I can just picture you in the White House. You don't know the first thing about political etiquette.
Who does?
Look, if I were an ambassador, how would you address me?
I got to undress you?
No, you don't have to undress me. I don't undress.
How do you take a bath?
I'm not going to take a bath.
You should.
Yep, go away.
You know, it would help to break up the monopoly.
Monopoly? Monopoly? You mean monotony.
No, no, that's the name of a picture. Monotony on the Bounty.
No. That's mutiny.
Don't tell me. Mutiny is a show where they give in the afternoon.
No, Parker, no. You're thinking of matinee.
You're crazy. Matinee, that's a song. On the road to matinee.
No.
Where the flying...
No. It's on the road to Mandalay. Mandalay. Repeat it. Even a parrot could say that.
A carrot?
No, a parrot. A bird who talks. Look, Pretty Polly, what am I? Pretty Polly, what am I? Pretty Polly, what am I?
Boy, if you're a Pretty Polly, I'm Robert Taylor.
Yep, go with it.
We turn back the pages of the calendar and visualize Eddie Cantor in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1922 singing, Oh Gee, Oh Gosh, Oh Golly.
A boy and girl were walking, oh, walking, yes, walking. And as they stood there talking, he stole a little kiss. The girl, he started giggling, oh, giggling, yes, giggling. And as the boy stood wiggling, he shyly told her this. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, golly, I'm in love. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, it's you I'm thinking of. I love to feel your teeny, weeny hand in mine. I get a piggly, wiggly feeling down my spine. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, how I'd love to kiss. I swear that home could never be like this. You've got all my nerves unstrung. Let's be foolish while we're young. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, golly, I'm in love. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, golly, I'm in love. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, it's you I'm thinking of. I've seen many girls, but darling, you're the best. You make my heart go loop-de-loop around my best. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, how I love to kiss. I swear that home could never be like this. Now it's time to say goodbye. Where's my collar? Where's my tie? Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, golly, I'm in love. Bobby, what did you want to see me about for
Bobby? Oh, Daddy.
Yes, son.
Are you satisfied with my work?
Of course. I told you I'd give you a raise.
I know, but could I please have 20 cents in cash?
Wait a minute. What for?
I'd like to take Deanna for an ice cream soda.
Why, bless your heart. Here. Here's a quarter.
But I only need 20 cents.
Oh, keep the nickel. You know me. You're making it. Get rid of it. Share the wealth, Cantor. Go ahead, sing. Grand Bobby, my friends, next Tuesday is election, and I have a sporting proposition for you. On your way to the polls, stop in at any Texaco station, fill up your car with Fire Chief gasoline, ride around until your tank is almost empty. Then if you write and tell me that it isn't the best gasoline you've ever used, I'll know you're fooling. And remember, I love to spend each Sunday with you. Good night.
Eddie Cantor in Technical Town will come to you again next Sunday at this same hour, direct from Hollywood, California. Remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Nine p.m. BULOVA Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.